The next patient is Kathy Sanders. The last name is S-A-N-D-E-R-S. The first name is Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y. This is the clinical case of a 63-year-old white female that we had the opportunity to see her last in May the 10th of 2022. At that time, the patient was with a CKD 4 since the creatinine was elevated. There was no significant proteinuria. The patient was going through a crisis associated to the pain, numbness, and tingling in the upper extremities that was coming from arthritis and pathology, compressing the nerves. Surgery was done, and the patient experienced relief. The symptoms disappeared. The need for pain medication disappeared, and the patient has been recovering ever since. Today, she comes for a follow-up, and we know that she is a type 1 diabetic that has had some proteinuria. Today, to our surprise, the metabolic profile that was done in March 31st of 2023 shows that the creatinine is 0.94 and the estimated GFR was 68 mLs per minute. The protein creatinine ratio was consistent with 673 milligrams per gram of creatinine, and the albumin creatinine ratio was 46. Excuse me, the albumin creatinine ratio was 110. There was a remarkable improvement of the kidney function, but the proteinuria in a type 1 diabetic is worrisome. For that reason, we are going to start the patient on Kerendia. Her serum Kerendia, 10 milligrams every day. Samples were given, a prescription for a longer duration was sent to the specialty pharmacy to see whether or not the insurance is going to be approving this medication. We are going to give orders for the BMP done on June the 17th, that is the 2-week mark after the medication is started. The serum potassium was 4. Number 2, the patient has a history of, welcome to my office. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today is 108 over 47.
Thank you very much.
The next, number 3, the patient has a history of cervical pain and symptoms in the upper arm, in the upper extremities, that have been relieved after the cervical surgery. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperlipidemia with a lipid profile that is within normal range.
Insurance totals that have been, we can get the money from the
Following number. The patient is a type 1 diabetic with excellent control. The hemoglobin A1C is around 6%. Following number, ulcerative colitis. The patient is still losing weight. The appetite is not that great, despite the fact that she's using medical marijuana instead of tramadol. The patient takes Asacol 400 milligrams, and she's under the care of Dr. P, like in Peter, J, like in JCPenney Patel, who is a gastroenterologist. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease on famotidine. Following number, nicotine dependence. The patient continues to smoke, and she was emphasized once again about the need for her to stop that practice. Following number, a history of nephrolithiasis. The patient has a non-obstructive lithiasis that we've been following. Following number, anxiety with depressive disorder that is under control at the present time. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory work. Excuse me, in 4 months with laboratory workup. BMP on 6/17/2023, and the rest of the lab prior to appointment. Paragraph. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 25 minutes with the patient, and 10 minutes in the documentation.